races in South Africa were invented and were continuously reinvented.
There's a lot of hurt, a lot of damage done.
Families always split in Cape Town when it got to racial classification.
The 1950 Act affected my family. They were own cousins and own uncles.
You had people in the same family who were classified differently.
I saw the sadness and the disruption that it created when I was in my 20s. You don't expect this to happen to you when you're in your 20s. You saw those happy photos of us when we were teenagers. Those days, there was no Immorality Act. It was the 40s.
It was a total mix-up. You know, you don't know what you are. At the age of 23, I'd had three classifications. So what the hell am I, you know?
Once racism took control of this country, that was it. It's like the Nazis taking control of Germany. If your grandmother was a Jew, you're in trouble. They started doing the same with non-white.
The whole of the country was that way. If you had purple on your fingernails and purple on your gums and a comb stuck in your hair and it didn't go through easily enough, then you were definitely coloured.
I didn't like buses at that age. Trains and buses I didn't like because I must sit upstairs. My mother must sit upstairs and downstairs is empty. At 10 years old, how do you cope with this kind of stuff?
Those things are very real. You grew up trying to brush your hair, smearing it with brill cream and trying to brush your hair straight so that nobody looked at you twice, you know. But when you walked through turnstiles, traveling on trains, you waited for that hand to be shoved on your shoulder and say, hey, you're not allowed here, you know, because it's whites only.
Where you had these different physiognomies in a family, darker skinned, curlier haired children would even have been instructed that if someone looking official comes to the door, please say that you are the child of the domestic worker.
Very often black guys would change their surnames. And you take the Z out and you put in the S and then you are colored. You don't have to have a passport.
And there are lots of stories like that. When District 6 was a very much more mixed place, many African people decided that they would become colored. And those families go through this cultural break, which doesn't happen to the same degree, you know, when people move from being colored to white.
Now, Helen Suzman would ask one question every year in Parliament, and the answer to Helen's question every year became the backbone to my material. And I want to quote from the answer she got in 1985. Nearly 800 South Africans officially became members of a different race group last year in accordance with the Population Registration Act. 518 coloureds became white, 14 whites became coloured.
Many families have histories of changing race.
One white became an Indian, 50 Indians became coloured.
Sometimes that happened through application to a race classification board.
It was a harrowing business. As press people, we weren't allowed into the actual room in which the examinations took place.
The actual process surrounding that, I mean, one only knows by the whisper kind of route. People talk about these pencil tests and these officials smacking and, you know, waiting to hear what and how people would respond.
And then members of family, friends, neighbours were called in one by one, questioned as to what they considered the race of the applicant was.
I asked to be reclassified coloured. Then they came up with this lark that I had to appear in front of them and see if I would fit in as a good coloured. They asked me questions and I was on the floor walking up and down. I sarcastically asked, do you want me to sing a moppy or do you want me to speak like Capetonian, Jay and Joe? One of the guys on the panel turned around and in a pucker limey voice said to me, please, we are only trying to do our job.
The scars, the broken hearts, still today.
You can't change what you don't acknowledge. We're trying to rectify the lies of the past. We've got lots and lots of work to do.